Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, flying through another morning, Thursday morning. Flying through March, really. Stephanie Hilferty joins us now, Louisiana State Representative. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm well. And you?
Doing very well. Better than yesterday morning, I had a root canal. So we're this morning starting out better.
You know, if there's anything people say about going on the air with me, it's that it's better than a root canal. Tell me about the bill that you have pre-filed about victims' rights.
Yeah. So what this does is it does a couple of things, actually. One is that it provides victims and family members the ability to attend juvenile court hearings via Zoom when available. It removes there were some requirements that victims must request to be consulted by the DA to have their views heard regarding the disposition of their cases. As you can imagine, some of the victims and their families of these crimes, they're dealing with a lot at that moment. So to have to remember to request to the DA that their views be heard regarding their case, they might not even realize that's something they have to voice. They might think that the DA is going to come to them. So this requires that the DA actually come to them. One of the biggest things that it does that I want to highlight is in the case of second offense felonies and violent crimes, it opens up those proceedings to the public. And you know,
wait,
when
say
I go
that
to
again,
neighbor,
please, Stephanie.
So in the case of
second offense felonies,
or violent crimes,
it
opens up those juvenile proceedings to the public. Mm. And the rationale behind that is, you know, anyone in the community, if a violent crime has occurred, I think they have the right to know who committed that violent crime. And so this would open up those proceedings to the public.
Regardless of age?
Correct. Even in juvenile proceedings. In cases of violent crime and second offense felonies.
So if you got somebody that's 14 and it's their second offense, either a felony or a violent crime, at that point you kind of lose your right to juvenile protection and you're considered a criminal, right? That's the thought process?
Well, it'll allow the public to know who that person is and who committed that crime.
That's what I'm saying, to protect them, because at this point you're dealing with a criminal, not a kid.
And I think the public has the right to know who committed that crime.
Right. Go ahead.
It does a few other things for the victim side. It allows, right now the victims are not allowed to discuss anything that's happened within their case. So my bill will change it such that victims may not be held in contempt of court for disclosing information on juvenile proceedings.
Wait, hang on a second. Discuss it with whom? They can't discuss it now.
Right now, a victim is not allowed to discuss the ongoings of their case, whether that be with, you know, friends, acquaintances, the public.
Really?
This gives the victim back their right to freely discuss their case, and their First Amendment rights are protected.
So if a 16-year-old carjacks me and pistol whips me, by law, as it stands now, I can't discuss that with a family member or a friend?
You could theoretically be held in contempt of court.
That's crazy.
So we're removing that, and we're reinstituting that victim's First Amendment rights. And this is something I worked with, Tommy, with the Jefferson Parish DA's office, looking through this code, understanding that I have many constituents that have been victims of crime committed by juveniles, and looking to make sure that the victim's rights are protected.
Your district spans Jefferson and Orleans Parish. I got that right?
Correct. Yeah. Lakefront of Jefferson and Orleans.
But these would be changes to the law statewide.
Correct.
And you also...
And this is,
go ahead. No, I want to hear you. I'm here every day.
Yeah. Well, last year I did some work actually related to the Crime Victims Reparations Fund. And I want to just, anyone who's listening right now or knows somebody that's been affected by violent crime, this is a fund that is accessible at the state level. I had legislation last year that actually increased the maximum potential awards in that fund, both for an emergency award as well as for the award for that person's losses. So this is something I've had. I have a constituent in my area whose son was attacked and really assaulted. They've been able to access the award at the state level. So I just put that out there in case anyone knows somebody dealing with that. It's called the Crime Victims Reparations Fund.
Was that Noah? Was that in your district or not?
Yeah, he's right across Allen Toussaint from my district. He's in, I believe, in Lake Oaks. Yeah, Noah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how does that work? Tell you what, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Louisiana State Representative Stephanie Hilferty. And, you know, there are things in the law that I know, I guess, maybe people do it, but technically it's against the law. A 14-year-old or a 16-year-old sticks a gun in your face, carjacks you, pistol whips you, and as the state law stands now, it would be illegal for you to discuss that with friends or neighbors or family members, and that's beyond crazy. And Stephanie Hilferty is looking to fix that in this year's session that starts not the Monday coming, but the next. I think it's April 10th. All right, 8:50, 10 till 9, quick break for traffic. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870 about victim reparations or victims' rights, please text them in and I'll ask the representative when we come back. Right now, traffic, WWO. 8:55, 5 till 9. Quickly back to Stephanie Hilferty, Louisiana State Representative, who, in addition to pre-filing a bill about victims' rights, has done work with the Crime Victims Reparations Fund. I think a lot of people, Representative, don't know about this, and I'm looking at some of the things that are qualifying, I guess, for expenses, and you don't think about it, I guess, unless you are a victim, how it can have a financial impact on you as well. Things like relocation, if something happened where people were murdered at your home, I guess, medical bills, counseling, lost income, funerals, child care, and even crime scene cleanup, which is not nice, I guess, you know, pleasant to talk about, but it's the real world. And you've done a lot of work with that. Talk about that, if you will, please, and about the whole fund itself.
Sure. This is through the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement, and it's called the Crime Victims Reparations Fund. For anyone out there who's looking for more information, the website is lcle.la.gov. And it's a board assembled. It's got, obviously, law enforcement, as the name implies, as well as mental health professionals on this board. And they actually, typically there will be a victims' rights coordinator in your sheriff or police department's office that will help you access this fund, but you can also go, I believe you can go directly to the fund and make your application. And again, it's all of these things that victims experience, additional expenses they experience after their crime. You pointed out some of them, dental expenses, medical expenses, those sorts of things. And so those are allowable reimbursements under this fund. And, if anyone finds themselves, in this really unfortunate scenario or knows a friend or neighbor, this is a good resource to remember. And last year's legislative session, I ran legislation which passed, which increased the maximum award. We were actually lower than our neighboring states in the maximum award. Many states have funds like this, and also increase the emergency award. And this is the award that somebody can access relatively quickly when they're in imminent danger and need to, let's say, move or something quickly an apartment or something.
Is this means tested, Stephanie, or not?
It is not. Okay. And to my understanding, it is not means tested, no.
And it's not taxpayer money, right?
This is actually money that comes, much of it is funded through the federal government. So in the end, that is money coming from taxes we pay to the federal government. But I believe much of it comes from the federal government.
I meant state treasury, and I guess what I was trying, and when we get a lot more we put in, that's just a fact with the federal government. I was just asking. So I see something else in this bill. It's about proximity when you go to court with juveniles and criminals and so forth?
Yeah, let me pull up that part of it.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah, it actually allows to make sure that the victim, understandably so, victims will want to be, may not want to have to sit right next to the accused perpetrator. So it asks that the court make accommodations such that the victim can be comfortable and feel safe.
One thing I wanted to ask you just in general before we wrap it up.
Sure.
Your background's commercial real estate, and I'm looking at the wording of this bill. When you go to file a bill or write a bill, is there somebody that helps you, or do you have to contract people on your own? I'm just curious about that.
Sure. That's a good question. We have staff attorneys in each committee in Baton Rouge. And on bills like this, I like to confer with the people that are actually, in the trenches and in many cases, district attorneys. And in this case, I worked very closely with the Jefferson Parish District Attorney's Office in crafting the language and working through what that would look like. And then we brought that language we had worked on to the drafting attorney at the state. So it was a few attorneys working on this in tandem cooperatively.
Nothing just happens. Thank you, Representative. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time.
Have a good day. Good luck with the root canals. Stephanie Helferty, Louisiana State Representative. We'll talk about proximity reporting in bail when we come back.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.